If it's just the opposite, and the wind's been real strong, and now it's beginning to get weaker and weaker, what's it doing?
You might say subside, but I'd say it was dying.
Some fall mornings when you first go outside and you find that it's just a little cold, but not disagreeably cold. The kind of weather you'd like to be out in, you'd say this morning it's rather
cool.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers and other kinds of plants, you'd have a frost. But
not drying out the water.
What if it gets so cold that it makes ice?
That's when you have frost, if it's cold enough to make ice. Okay. But freeze, you have a freeze.
Okay, you have a freeze. And then if water pipes, you were talking earlier about not drying out the water. If your water pipes freeze up, then what might they do?
Burst.
Okay. Did you have rain water in your house when you were a child?
No.
Well, how did you carry the water?
We had a well on the back porch and drew water and had it in buckets.
But what was a bucket made out of?
Well, we had different kinds. You had wooden buckets and metal buckets. They would be cedar. I remember having cedar buckets with brass hooks on them, and the cook would shine those, polish those, and had the dipper in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. What's another name for a metal bucket? What you would milk in and bring the milk into the house?
Aluminum.
Okay.
But I don't know. And then too, we had, enamel buckets. And you know, you set it down on a rough place and then it'd break off. And then you'd have to get another one. Mm-hmm. They're not very satisfactory, but I liked them.
If you bought fruit at the store and wanted to take it home, the grocer would put it in a what for you to
carry? Paper sack. He puts it in plastic now, though.
Okay. Is there any other name for paper sacks or plastic sacks?
Bag.
Bag, okay. Have you ever heard them called a poke?
A what?
A poke. If the bag that you're carrying something in is made out of cloth, what would you call it?
Sack. That's when you call it a sack, I guess. You call it a paper bag.
What do you call that bag or sack sack that the potatoes are shipped in, or that you would buy hog food in or something?
Mesh bags they have.
Okay. What kind would
Crocker bags. Okay. That's it. Like if you bought a big bag, it'd come in crocker sacks.
Okay.
And that's what we put the condoms in too. Crocker bags.
Okay.
Boilap. That's the name for them. But we call them crocker sacks, mm-hmm. didn't we?
Okay. Have you traveled very much?
No.
Name the southern states around.
Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. What else? I'd have to get the geography.
That's fine. Okay.